I'm Amanda.
And hasn't been a whole lot of things happening on YNR, but at the same time...
The things that happened crucial were big.
Things. Yeah. So, where are we going?
I don't know.
we were trying to think, where do we start for this one?
Yeah.
And Phyllis has a blog.
Yeah, Phyllis was bored.
She was bored.
She doesn't have a job. She doesn't have a man to chase after anymore. She's really bitter.
Really bitter.
Really bitter and angry
and all the time. And she's got money.
And she's got money. So she, I think she is channeling it in the most obvious way possible, which is to start a really snarky, mean-spirited blog about other people.
I would do that.
Yeah.
You know? If I was in the same situation, I'd be like, sure, yeah. Why not?
Because, you know, the things that she said weren't particularly nice, but they weren't untrue either.
Yeah, I think everything she says, you know, it was pretty kind of spot on.
Yeah. So, you know, but just, of course,
everyone... And it has, like, her social commentary sort of attached to it.
Yeah.
And what is it called?
I can't remember.
It's like the Angry Redhead. Yeah, Genoa City.
That's
that
right,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Which I was going to call it
the
everyone.
Angry Redhead, but that would be too obvious.
Yes. No, I mean, it's like, who in Genoa City at one point hasn't been a homewrecker?
Right, or had their home wrecked.
I guess Lily's never been the homewrecker.
No. Abby's never wrecked a home. She's young
not
yet.
Old enough.
Yeah, she'll get her turn, I'm sure. But...
Yeah, I mean, she just turned 14 to 25, like,
right,
last
yeah.
month.
Give her a chance to catch her breath.
Yeah. So, they had this day... Where it's kind of like they're introducing Phyllis's blog with her narrating. And it's like everybody's going to the spa.
I kind of loved the spa day.
I did.
You know?
Yeah.
I thought, oh, this is cool.
I've always been waiting. I was always thinking, you know, like, that they try to insert certain sets into scenes. Like the arcade. I loved the arcade for a day.
Right.
But that isn't very realistic in terms of their demographic.
Right, yeah.
And I always thought... Why are they not going to spa?
Well, especially since clearly the characters do.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all so well made up and pedicured and manicured and have their hair...
Constantly.
You know, up to date all the time. Nobody ever, you know, except for the men, have, like, shaggy haircuts and stuff.
I'm sure they all go to, you know, man spas or whatever.
Man spas?
I don't know.
The tonsorial parlor?
I don't know. I see them here all the time. It's like, I can't think of...
Oh, yeah. No,
King's
I,
cut or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, I know what you mean.
You know, they go in, they get a...
Get their
a
clear
cut and a shave and a manicure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And a sauna. Whatever.
Yeah, I was glad to see that Eric Roberts cut his hair.
Yeah.
You know, after we complained last time that it was too big and poofy, now he did get a cut. It was like, oh, all right then.
Yeah.
Good enough.
I don't know. Well, and I was thinking way back when they did the whole Clear Springs thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they were going to go up and develop that? And the whole idea was they were going to put these spas, right?
Because didn't they have hot springs or something?
Something
like
that.
And that's why they were there.
Yeah, and then, you know, it blew up. Whoops, let's
Oopsie.
Just leave the town as a crater.
Right, yes. We can't possibly redevelop it.
But I remember thinking that was a good...
It would have been a good lead-in.
Yeah. And so, I don't know if we'll see the spa again, but everybody was there. Every woman in town.
Yeah, pretty much.
Was getting
their spa.
Something.
I really appreciated the scene where Jill and Lauren were in the sauna, and Jill kept pouring water on it, making it steamy, and then the other one would pour water, make it steamy, and it was like back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and I was just like, this is so juvenile and immature, and I think they're trying to look like, oh, look how quirky and silly they're being, and it came off as...
And they really are sisters.
Yeah, and it was really, like, you know...
Stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I have a sister, and we would never act that way in a sauna, ever.
Yeah.
You know, I just, I was glad, though, that they had towels on. Just saying.
I was thinking that when Nikki was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I know.
They didn't have the hot babes in there.
But the thing is, like, when Nikki and Ashley were in there and they were sort of having this conversation like, oh, I'm glad you're happy. Oh, no, I'm glad you're happy.
Right,
you know.
Yeah, was...
But they didn't look, like, even mildly sweaty.
No.
And I remember thinking, this isn't realistic. I don't know, why would I, oh, YNR, it's not realistic.
Yeah, right. But yeah, it did seem like at least make an effort.
Yeah.
You went to the trouble to
make them a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and you can look sweaty and still look
good. Yeah.
You know, so that was kind of... I also like the scene where Chloe and
Victoria.
Mac and Victoria were all doing yoga. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was
to
like
me.
They were all lined up right next to each other.
Yeah. And then you find out that they're in a room and people were like shushing them and stuff. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, it was like it showed them all right in the same little space and they all
And I thought it was just like a
spats.
Small room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that it was just the three of them. And then all of a sudden...
You heard somebody's voice go like...
Be quiet.
Yeah. But you never saw the person.
Yeah.
It was like the fourth wall thing
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, but that little... Kind of, at one point, each of them ganged up on the other one, and a lot of it centered around Billy.
Yeah, it was all, like, catty. But Chloe was totally instigating it.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. She was having a good time.
So, yeah. And...
And what, Ashley and Abby had a fight.
Oh yeah, because then they're, like, sort of in a lobby area, and,
yeah,
it was,
and everybody's
like,
there,
every
lounging
woman was there.
In their, you know,
and Phyllis is just
robes.
Watching,
yeah.
Sucking it all in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it was like one day of spa-ness,
mm-hmm.
and all the women were arguing about things.
Yes, right. And then,
sure.
You know, Phyllis goes off and finds a computer and writes it all up and sends it to everyone, I guess? Everyone on her email list?
I think she did, because, like, Sharon...
Everyone got it at once.
...was upset, and...
Yeah, it was like all of a sudden all of their phones went off.
Yes, and I think it was all in that lobby area.
And it was all in that lobby area, and I thought, well, this is like straight out of Gossip Girl. You know, whenever there's a post from Gossip Girl, everyone at school grabs their phone because they have to read it right there.
You're outing yourself right now that you watch Gossip Girl.
I do watch it. I admit it. I don't like it. I don't approve of it, but I am sucked right into it. And I live with a 14-year-old, so it's not my fault.
I've only watched a little bit, but I've always wanted to watch more.
I think you'd like it.
I'm sure I would.
It's actually pretty fantastic. So.
I just love the name.
Yeah, no. But, you know, I was thinking, it was like, oh, they totally ripped this off from Gossip Girl. Okay, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
Yeah, gotta get your ideas somewhere, apparently. So.
Yeah. Well, I think that kind of leads into Chloe, like, because she's been just really bitter in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
you know, Chance and
lashing
Heather,
out at a lot of people.
Yeah. It's like she officially gave Chance's ring back.
Mm-hmm.
The engagement is off. She's still living with Kevin.
I think she's living with Kevin because she likes it.
Yeah.
You know, she moved back in because, you know, I kind of like living here.
I get that.
You know, it's kind of a security blanket. And he's super nice and sweet to her.
Yeah.
Kind of calls her on her bullshit. But,
yeah.
You know, isn't a jerk about it.
At the same time, it's such a Three's Company awkward weirdness. I don't know, like...
Well, and I still don't think it's an appropriate venue to raise Delia.
Yeah. Well, and so, and it's like Ronan's popping over, Chance is popping over all the time. You know, they have this constant, like, in and out kind of, like, procession of...
Angry men.
Yeah. And so at one point, like, she invites Ronan over and... I don't even remember what happened, but...
Yeah, it kind of was a blur of nothing interesting.
Yeah, but regardless, her and Ronan...
And then they had sex.
It was like on the couch, though. Like,
that was the thing that it was just like, wait a minute,
what if Kevin came
home? Yeah, why are you doing this here? Why? And it wasn't like, you know, the Tucker and Ashley... rip your clothes off right now. It was just kind of a little seduction-y thing, and okay, and it could have easily moved into the bedroom.
Totally.
Without loss of anything.
Not on Kevin's couch.
Yeah, it just seemed like...
It was weird.
Ew.
But then, it was like, right when it was over, Rona was like, we shouldn't have done that.
I gotta go.
Yeah, all like, he was a man.
yeah, he was definitely... And Chloe, you know, kind of to her credit, was just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I don't think she was.
But the second
but then,
he was out the door, and Kevin then came home 30
right,
seconds later.
Yeah.
And I was like, lucky you, Kevin.
Yeah, you missed it. But he picked up on it right away. And,
yeah,
well,
because
sure.
She just, like, fell apart.
Yeah.
She was like, what's wrong with me? Blah.
I always pick the losers. I was like, yeah, but you picked this one. Yeah. You deliberately made that choice that you wanted to be with the bad boy. Well, that's what you get.
Yeah.
That's why he's bad.
I guess.
The nice boy doesn't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of felt like, you know, the way they did it with Ronan, it wasn't that he didn't like Chloe. He was like, my job, I can't get involved. Mm-hmm. But right. He was all torn.
Yeah.
I feel like they kind of hint, like, at one point he was in a relationship and things mm-hmm. didn't end well.
Right.
Whether she was murdered by the mafia
or shot in a line of fire. Yeah. Or something. Something yeah. like that happened.
Where it's like he can't feel again. Yeah. He won't let himself. Right. Right. Yeah.
He's all closed off.
Totally. So, I don't know. So it wasn't like Chloe. I don't know. Wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know what she was expecting.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And I think whatever it was, it's not what she got. And then she suddenly realized, oh, wow, that was kind of a skanky thing to do, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So I can understand why she would have that little meltdown of self-pity and doubt and all that. But
Wine.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're just kind of being kicked while you're down, though, because Chance is probably, like, across the hall, you know, with Heather.
Screaming. Yeah.
But, I mean, the whole Chance-Ronan story sort of blew up yesterday. Yeah,
right. Finally. Get to the point.
It's like Chance would not leave it alone an extremely annoying way.
Right.
All Ronan's trying to do is crack the case solely on his own with all these boneheads getting in the way and messing around. And now Chloe knows about them being brothers, and so does... No, did Heather know?
Yeah, Heather knew already.
Heather's
known for a while.
And she knew he was undercover.
Right, she knew he was FBI.
And it's like... And they're feeding information.
And misinformation, and who's doing what, and... You know, it was just...
Poor Ronan.
Yeah. Surrounded by bad incompetence.
News. I know, I'm surprised he hasn't been killed.
Yeah, really. Well, soon enough, I'm sure.
Anyway, so...
So, what was the deal? He saw...
Who?
Okay, sorry. Chance...
He thought Ronan was he's like a dirty cop, right?
Dirty cop.
And he was going to catch him.
And so Ronan kind of spilled the beans and said... Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Chance tried to, like, work out some setup where he got Ronan and Owen to show up at, like, an old warehouse.
At the old warehouse district. Yay!
And he had a tape recorder where the two of them showed up. And basically the idea was, I think, that maybe they were going to... shoot Chance.
Yeah.
Or that's what Owen thought, right? Right? Because Owen's bad. He's, like, top dog.
Right. Yeah.
And Chance, being so sneaky, like, as soon as he got their voices on tape, not really saying anything that incriminating,
mm-mm.
other than they were in a sketchy warehouse district with their guns pulled.
Yeah.
He, like, turns the lights on his car, so it, like, floods them, and and he's like, aha, I caught you. I have the recorder.
Right.
And then, like, reaches off. Like,
right.
And Owen is now paranoid because...
He thinks he's being caught.
Yeah.
And is that when he gave Ronan the gun and said, you gotta go kill...
I think so.
And Ronan's like, yeah, okay. Sure. I'm gonna kill Chance.
Yeah.
Betcha.
Within 24 hours.
Right, yeah. Like,
you've gotta do it within 24 hours. Like, or we're gonna kill you.
This hasn't been going on for months.
I know.
Okay,
and
fine.
I was thinking, okay, if Owen was really, like, you know, big bad guy this whole time, why the heck would he have Chance and Heather, like, Chance...
Team up.
Yeah.
That is a mystery. I don't know why.
Another level of incompetence, I guess? I don't know.
No, I think it was that he knew one of them would tell him about what the other was doing, maybe? You know, that one of them would report to him, that Heather would tell him what Chance was doing and what he was up to.
Because they both trusted him so much.
Right, yeah. And at one point, she actually almost did do that. That she was going to call him and you know, tell him where Chance was, mm-hmm. and thought the better of it at the last second and just kind of, never mind, I was just looking for a pencil. Or,
yes.
You know.
Well, Ronan convinced her not to say
right.
anything.
Yeah.
He also asked her to give him 24 hours.
Right. Please, can't it be 12? Just get this over with. How
no
about
kidding.
22 minutes?
Well, it kind of, in a way, was...
Yeah.
It's not really wrapped up at this point, so...
Not so much.
Okay, so then Chance goes over to see Chloe and gives her all this crap about her hanging out with Ronan
yeah.
and how Ronan is bad, and she finally spills the beans. He's your brother.
Yeah.
And Chance...
Freaks out.
You know, is upset.
Yeah.
And whiny
yeah.
and angsty.
Yeah.
And runs out the door. And then we have a scene.
Was he shirtless? I kind of...
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
But there was a scene where then Ronan was, like, going to his apartment or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, at a door. And then all of a sudden we see Chance right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was kind of, like, the end of the scene. Like, so they're going to confront each other or
mm-hmm.
whatever. But we all know, because Chance at the same time has gone around telling Chloe and Heather
mm-hmm.
that he's gonna bust this case wide open.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh, sure.
Sure. Yeah, you get right on that. Good
yeah.
for you.
And
call
he's
me
got
when you're
this
done.
Whole
we'll
plan.
Go out for ice cream.
I know, it's like they're building it up and they're playing the music
yeah.
and they're making it seem like he's gonna...
be the man. It's like
yeah, like some huge martyr. Like,
yeah.
And it doesn't sound like it's going to work, even
mm-hmm.
in the most optimistic terms.
Yeah.
You're going to go there and somebody's going to shoot you and nobody will know what happened. They're still
right.
going to plant drugs on you.
Right, yeah. There's no way, you know, unless you've mailed yourself a letter that explains everything and has all the proof, but we would have seen him doing that, so no, he
I
didn't.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
You know,
I don't know.
I mean, sometimes they do
that. I don't give him that much credit.
I
think
I don't
that
either.
They would have shown him mailing something or, you know,
yeah.
hiding something where someone would find it or, you know.
Well, I feel like there is some piece of it that we don't
know. Oh, yeah.
Know.
Right. Yeah.
So, Ronan shows up to the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And Owen...
Owen's
and
there,
that
and
Meek's
in there, and some other random officer in uniform. Let's
yeah.
call him Red Shirt Number One.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was like, who is this guy? And
he was supposed to be, like, the
he's
heavy.
He's the muscle.
Yeah.
He was clearly Meat.
Yes.
He didn't have any lines. He didn't have a name.
I think he spun, like, a billy club a couple times.
Or he had one of those, you know, brass knuckles things.
Yeah.
Or that thwacky
he
thing.
He was waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's a bad cop.
Oh, clearly.
Basically.
Yeah.
And so, but Chance had gone around all day sort of giving his goodbyes.
Yeah, just
right?
clearly, you know, I've got to go to work now. I'll see ya when I see ya. It's like, oh my god. Wow.
The
okay.
worst one was he went over to the Chancellor Mansion. And Nina was there, and she was getting all upset about wanting to know, you know, where's her missing son,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. And Chance was like, Mom, you just need to go out and go shopping, or go relax.
Right.
And she was like, I love you, Chance. And he's like, I love you. And as she walked out the door, like, he turns towards the camera, and he's like, I do love you, Mom.
Yeah, I was just like, ah.
And then Chloe overhears, and she's like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like so
it's
melodramatic.
Really over the top.
Over the top.
Way over the top.
I don't know. It was really dumb.
It was lame.
Really and then when lame. He and when he told Heather
mm-hmm.
he was leaving.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To go break the case.
She told him she loved him.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, he didn't return any of that.
Well, and then she really quickly backpedaled, and, oh, I don't expect you to say it either, and I'm sitting at home going, because clearly he's not gonna.
Well, but the thing was, even though he didn't say it, he was like, when I'm done, I'm coming right back to you.
Yeah.
You know, and he made it, like, so specific that he was coming back to her.
Mm-hmm.
But not for love, I guess.
And not because he loves her. No.
No.
Because she's easy and not bad on the eyes.
Yeah.
Or maybe to just, you know, I'm not going back to Chloe.
Okay.
You know, because Chloe's Chloe has disappointed me these last couple days, because on the one hand, yes, she gave back the ring, and she did.
But she's so over-involved in everything.
But yeah, but she's still, you know, poking her nose in and, you know, getting all worked up about Chance this and Chance that, and we've got to save him and we've got to find him.
Doesn't she work for Restless Style?
Not this week.
I mean, she hasn't worked.
No, because the episode, the issue came out like a week and a half ago.
Okay.
The one with
her
on the cover.
On the next one?
No. Not
yet. Yeah, that's right.
She and Kevin are on the cover. We didn't talk about this last time, but I kind of loved the picture that they
did. I did too.
I thought they were really cute and sweet. And
you're right. The old Hollywood sort of image.
They kind of go back to that every once in a while. So
yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, so she doesn't have a lot to do for the next week or so until the deadline starts to creep up on her, because she hasn't done any work.
I know. It seems like the whole magazine is like that. They wait until like 24 hours before the magazine submission.
Oh, that's right. We need to actually do something besides get random slutty tattoos and hang out in warehouse
districts. They just have
all
the interns doing the work, and then they get to just say, send it to press or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Or hold the presses. We're not ready.
Right. Again.
Yeah.
Well, and you know that the printers tell them a due date that's 3 days before the actual due date.
Yeah.
You know.
Because they're just
consistently not going to make it, so okay.
All right,
so they're at the...
Yeah, so Chance shows up to the... No, Ronan is there...
No, Chance is there first. And...
Was he?
Put him up... Put your guns up, you know, and he's got all three of
them. Well, no, Ronan had stepped out, though. He was there, and they were like, so you're going to kill Chancellor? And Ronan's like, yeah, it's like, I got to take a leak or something. And he goes outside. Then Chance shows up.
That's right. And captures them all.
Like, with suitcases full of what appears to be giant bags of cocaine or heroin or something.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah. And... his one gun is a super gun that's...
I think it's what we talked about before. It's like the granny pistol. It's like four inches long.
Yeah. Yeah. Not particularly intimidating. And yet, he managed to disarm
three of them.
Including, you know, Moose, the guy in uniform.
Yeah.
And then just then, the door opens again, and there's Ronan. Right behind him. So they have a little Mexican standoff. And
it was so bad.
It was so bad. It was comically bad.
Yeah, I was laughing the whole time. I was like, shut up. This is so stupid.
Yeah. But it fit in with how melodramatic and awful
everything
leading
up
to it was.
You're right.
So
you're right.
It was just kind of all the same writer.
Yeah.
Going, yeah. And then Chance is going to get all of them. And then Ronan's going to get him. And then they're going to talk to each other. And then... Bow!
Well, and it's like one of the other guys lunged for the gun while the two of them were pointing their guns at each other.
Right, yeah.
And Ronan accidentally shot Chance?
Well, see, it's not clear.
It isn't
clear.
If he
accidentally shot him or if he really shot him, you know, we're on the same page of it's all a setup.
I think it is definitely...
Between Ronan and Chance that they organize this ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know, Chance is wearing a... vest. He's got
squibs
that go off when the blank gun that Ronan shoots at him hits the infrared, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the satisfying part about it to me was, as it's like really building up and you know Chance is about to get to the warehouse, Chloe is at the Chancellor Mansion. Mm-hmm. Heather and Paul and Nina, they're all in that same room.
Mm-hmm.
And Nina's flipping out.
Where's Chance?
And so, that morning or something, Paul had gotten a picture.
Well, he'd had it, but he finally got the aged-up version of...
what her lost son should look like.
Should look like, right. So the computer aged him
to
forward.
Look like an NSYNC member.
Right, yeah. Like, no one I've ever seen. And I thought, okay... that's just terrible. That is the worst software.
It was the douchiest picture I've ever seen. Yeah. The guy's hair was like, whoops, what was that?
Yeah, it was bad.
I literally paused it when I saw the picture, and I went to Facebook, and I wrote, you know, like, stupid picture or whatever, because it was so bad.
Yeah, it was really...
comically bad. Okay.
Really bad.
Anyway, so she has it in her brain that that's what her son looks like.
Right. Now, had it been me, as the writer, you know, or creative director, or whatever... No. Better. I would have taken a picture of the actor...
Ronan?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, whoever Ronan is...
Yeah.
You know, getting his, like, 12th grade... Or, you know, even younger than that, like, 10th grade school picture.
Uh-huh.
And then actually run it through one of those computer programs just to see...
What it would look like?
What it would look like.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just me.
Sure. I think they just went through some stock photos and were like...
I said, yeah, okay. One. Sure, why not? Yeah.
It's from 1994 or whatever.
Right. It's probably one of the, you know, the... Noah cast photos.
Oh,
of
you're
kids
right.
Who had, you know, applied to be the new Noah.
Hey, we didn't cast you, but can we use your photo?
Oh, can we? Yeah, we'll give you $10.
Yeah.
But you'll be featured in an episode.
Anyway, so she has in her brain that that's what her lost son is going to look like. Mm-hmm. So they're all sitting there in the Chancellor Mansion, and it's like Chloe and Heather both know where Chance is going, and they finally. Admit what's going on to Nina and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Paul gets one of his guys to track down where Chance is going to be via cell phone satellite. And Nina
Really? Is the detective who can't find his ass with both hands, and suddenly
well, that's why
he's
he has
able
a guy,
to, I guess.
Somebody else more competent than him. God. He's learning how to delegate.
No, really. He just called Chance and said, where are you? I'm in the warehouse district. I have to call you back.
But he's like, you know, Paul doesn't want anybody to know. He just called Chance.
Yeah.
He's using fancy spy tools.
That's right.
So Nina's flipping out about how Ronan is such a dirty cop, and
right.
clearly
he's
it's
this,
Ronan's
yeah.
fault, and everybody is just silent.
Yeah. She's and like, what?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny,
It was
actually.
Kind of funny.
Because
like, it was
like
they
idiot.
All knew, but they all sort of knew
slightly different things. Yeah, that was the
which
thing.
Which shows clearly how bad... They worked on that confidentiality part.
And Paul never knew that Ronan was the son, right? Okay.
But he didn't look very shocked.
No, he didn't. Well, because he can't act.
No. That's true. I don't know. But, so, it's like, Paul finally breaks. He's like, okay, here's the deal. Ronan's not bad. He's an undercover agent.
Right. He was here with Chris.
Blah,
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 blah.
Blah.
And Heather's like, yes, I worked with him.
Yes.
You know, that's why he was my protective detail. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then Chloe somehow manages to... But what about... Oh, never mind. And they're like,
yeah.
Chloe.
What do you know?
Yeah, so she spills that he's Nina's son, and Nina's head promptly explodes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't say this very often, but I did like what Nina had on that day.
Oh, I hated it.
What,
are you
little,
serious?
She had, like, jeans and a black shirt on, right?
It was like a button-up, and it was too tight. I just thought...
No, that's the end thing for the full-figured girl. You're supposed to wear slightly too tight to show off the curves.
Well...
Tyra said so.
That's fine. She's got a big rack. Go for it. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. I just thought they're... I didn't like it.
Okay.
But also, I didn't like her hair being all flat.
It's always flat.
I don't know. I feel like they could poof it up a little bit. Give it some volume.
Okay. Well, it couldn't be any worse.
Okay, sorry. Off topic.
All right.
Anyway, now Nina knows all the dirty details.
Right, and they know where Chance is.
And so the second that Ronan shoots Chance, she throws open the door and sees Chance, like, falling to the ground, bleeding.
Yeah.
And he
freaks
just,
out.
Yeah, exactly. So then it's like the paramedics are there while the bad guys are just standing
there
in a line.
Are just standing there, yeah, not...
With the drugs. They haven't even moved.
Right, yeah. And Ronan hasn't done anything.
But stand there and look
But stand
shaken.
There watching his gun smoke.
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me at
so
all.
So the paramedics take a sheet and they're like, I'm sorry. He's gone.
Yeah.
And they, like, cover him up with a sheet, and it's like, really?
I was like, no, he's not.
This whole thing has got to be staged.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's got to be. There's no way. Because, I mean, you have your sources. Wouldn't there have been some kind of a little leak that he's leaving the show, or...
I haven't really paid a lot of attention now that I'm actually working.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
I still don't believe it. It's too...
I feel like... the only thing that trips me up is because I watched the stupid sneak preview.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, YNR every week has, like, a sneak preview or whatever. And their preview was, someone's not going to make it out alive.
Oh, that's true.
And I was like, about that. Who's going to die?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just feel like...
I don't know. I don't buy it.
I didn't buy it either. You know? I didn't buy it at all.
What I also didn't quite understand was that when they all burst in, both Chloe and Heather were, like, throwing themselves prostrate over Chance. And it's like, Chloe, I thought you were done.
Well, she did say, though, when he was saying his melodramatic goodbyes, mm-hmm. that she could forgive him for cheating, mm-hmm. but not for dying or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, okay. Clearly you've got a boyfriend in the wrong profession.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though, is when they got together,
he was so great then.
Yeah.
I loved that Chance.
I know.
That Chance was awesome.
Then it was like he became junior detective.
Yeah, then he turned into, no thanks.
Oh, and
oh my god, they're the Hardy Boys. He and Ronan. Oh, that's not okay.
One of the worst parts, too, to me was when he was saying all his goodbyes and he was like, I've been in Iraq. And this is crazier, you know?
It was like, no, it's not.
Shut up.
That's offensive, really.
It was.
You know.
I don't know.
And, you know, admittedly, I don't know what he went through in Afghanistan, but I don't get the impression.
I have friends who went to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I feel like there are things they don't even want to mention.
Right, yeah.
They're very tight-lipped about everything.
Right, yes.
So, nobody has ever gone, man, it was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and nothing has ever happened in Genoa City that can compare to what is going on.
The old amusement park was pretty wacky.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Silver Chipmunk, where are you now?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, at this point, we just don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what the status is.
But, yeah.
I just don't think he's dead.
So I just don't think so.
That's where I stand.
That's where I stand, too. I think it was all staged.
But you know what? If he is dead, I'm going to be shocked.
I'm going to be shocked and I'll be a little sad. Because I still have hope
that character will... military hero funeral.
Oh my god, that funeral will be horrifying. And... the duel of the flag and everything. Oh, my God.
I mean,
not okay.
I don't know. I feel like he's a well-known soap actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would have cut him so
Yeah,
quick.
I just don't think so either. It seems too abrupt. Oh, this character that
does kind of blow now.
Well, but it just seems like, you know, when Colleen was killed off, we had warning about that.
Yeah.
You know, the whole business with Victor, and was he going to get written out? And,
yeah,
you know,
you're right.
It just seems like... Every once in a while, though,
I do get shocked.
Well, like when they killed, what was his name, G-Min?
Oh, yeah, G-Min.
Was there any forewarning of that?
I don't remember, actually.
Yeah, because it just...
I don't think there was. I remember being shocked and annoyed because I really liked that character. Mm-hmm.
So maybe. I hope not, but, you know.
I mean, the reality is, it's not good to be Asian on YNR, because you got, like, a two-month lifespan.
Like, yeah,
max,
there's, like, a ticker over your head.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so. Okay, moving on.
So the other, well, where should we go next?
Let's go to Meggie.
Okay, yeah.
So Meggie has been plying... Stupid Nikki.
Okay, so...
Who has clearly a smoking problem. I think Nikki smokes on the sly and no one knows.
Why would you think that?
Because she's killed all of her taste buds. And that's why she doesn't smell the alcohol that is in every beverage she has consumed in the last week.
Okay, the other thing is that one of the very first times they showed Meggie spiking one of the smoothies...
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, it was just right off...
It was right up top,
the
right?
bureau, where they just keep, you know, a couple jars or whatever, canisters. What do you call it?
bottles of booze?
Shut up. It's bigger than a bottle. It's like a big round bottle.
A decanter.
A decanter. There you go.
What'd I call it? Clearly you don't have one of those in the room.
No, a barrel.
Yes, I'd like to buy a keg of whiskey, please.
Sorry. I'm more of a beer drinker. I don't drink a lot of alcohol. You know that.
Yes. Oh, yes, I know.
Anyway, I was thinking, knowing that I'm related to many recovering alcoholics, they don't keep alcohol in the house, or if there is a person who does drink, they don't keep it in, like, an open decanter right in front of, like, the sofa. I don't know, like, it's too easy.
No. I think, well, I don't know about that, but, you know, I also lived with recovering alcoholics, and, you know, we always had a full bar.
Really?
Regardless. Yeah.
All right, well then.
And decanters. That were full and had the little nameplates on them. So I think that it's a generation thing, though.
Oh.
That they're of the generation that you just live in a fancy house and you have, you know, you just have it out all.
She's just so uptight about it. It's
at the fancy houses.
Yeah, you're right.
So Jack's got one.
You're right. I was just thinking, she's so snooty about it. Like, when Maggie offers her a drink, like, I don't drink.
Yeah, no.
Despite the fact that there's decanters full of alcohol.
Right, even though it's right there. Staring at me all the time. Next to the bed.
Did you ever watch Chappelle's Show?
Occasionally.
Because, did you ever see the real, or the mad Real World, or whatever?
No.
It was like, I have to bring this up, because it's exactly what I thought about when Maggie was spiking the drinks. Like, they do, like, a parody of the Real World, except there's only one white person.
Oh, great.
And they all work in a smoothie shop, you know, and they're not, you know, they're not working, they're just messing around and pouring alcohol in smoothies and cigarettes and blah, blah, blah. And the white guy finds them in the alley and they're all, like, playing dice or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys are supposed to be working. And Dave Chappelle is like, go get me a banana cognac. I totally thought about that when Maggie's, like, spiking.
Yeah.
I was like, Nikki needs a little banana cognac.
Yeah, don't we all? That sounds really good right about now. It's been a long week. But, yeah. No, Maggie's really good at hiding.
Oh, she's sneaky.
She's sneaking in everything.
Yeah.
You know? And
in her omelet.
Yes, right. Yeah, no, everything has a shot in it now. And
at this point, where Nikki probably just, I think she, because she's having nightmares about drinking, and she's like, I can't believe I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I think at this point, maybe it's like, Nikki's validating it in her brain that she's craving it, so she's tasting it when it's not there.
Oh, that
could
be.
But it is there.
But it is actually there. Yeah, and actually some of her hangover scenes have been pretty good.
They have
You know, there was the one where she was in the sauna.
Yeah.
And she was sweating out, and I was just thinking, how can the other people not smell that?
I was thinking Victor.
Coming out of your pores.
How does
Victor not realize, you know, that there's a little something else
in
the mouthwash? But, yeah. So, I think, you know, Nikki's in denial a little bit.
But I think for our benefit,
that
it's
clueless.
Just a big old
she's
secret.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's kind of it for that.
Yeah, the one thing that I find, you know, also unrealistic is that, I mean, smoothies are notoriously high in calories. And Nikki seems like someone who's kind of a calorie watcher. I mean, she's curvy, but she still would be uptight about it.
You think?
In front of the help. You know?
I guess.
I can just see her saying, oh no, I can only have half a smoothie because there's so many calories and, you know.
Yeah.
Just leave it here next to my dresser, and you open up the dresser drawer, and there's, like, four boxes of Thin Mints.
I was just thinking that I thought the constant smoothies just seemed a little suspect to me. Like, some days, yeah, smoothie does sound good.
Not every day.
But a smoothie, like, five times a day.
She's craving them because it's got the alcohol in it.
Okay, you're right. She
never knew she was a smoothie fiend, now she can't go past Jamba Juice without getting the shakes.
Banana cognac.
Banana cognac, yep.
Anyway, all right.
So,
and she's been having some stress with Victor because of Victoria.
Yeah, because Victor just cannot get over. He's being a total dick about Victoria and Billy being in a relationship and kind of meaning it. And no matter what he says
kind
or
of
does,
meaning it. Like, they're totally
just,
meaning it.
Yeah, that they're just not going to break up. And, well, what do you mean? I'm your father, and I know what's best for you, and that Abbott boy is not it. And I'm just wondering, it's like, what has Billy done that Victor can use as evidence that he's no good to Victoria? He's never really done anything awful to Victoria.
Well, I think the point is no one is good enough, because... But she also has a really crappy track record. I mean, dude, what is she, like, 34? And she's been married, like, 29 times? I mean, she is
Well, she's married to Brad. She's married to JT. Those are the only two that I know of.
And she was going to be married to Ryan.
Oh, right.
He got killed.
He died.
And
right.
She was married to Cole? I think.
Okay.
I can't remember. Listeners will have to.
All right, so this is her fourth marriage, at least, if not more.
Potentially fifth. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Come on.
That's crazy. All right, that's not good. Victor is not setting a good example. I mean, he goes.
No, he sucks.
Right. He's a serial monogamist.
But that's the point. I think is just it's just like little girl, and they kind of went through this montage where he was looking at all these pictures of her.
Yeah. And they showed scenes of her growing up.
Yeah.
And I think it's her little girl,
so, no, certainly not
no one's ever
an Abbott, an Abbott or a Playboy
okay.
are fitting that, because JT wasn't good enough, he wasn't high class enough. Mm-hmm. Brad wasn't good enough, he was conniving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the hell she's supposed to marry in Genoa City that's good enough.
Oh, yeah, there's no one living there yet.
Mm-mm. No. So, anyway. Okay. So
they bought
Father Knows Best house.
Right, yeah.
And the last time we'd seen somebody's hand grabbing for a pregnancy test, we didn't know who it was.
Right. And that was at the spa, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, it was at the spa.
Okay.
And, we didn't know whose it was. I really forgot about it
as soon as
that scene ended until
totally
suddenly Victoria's pulling the pregnancy test out of her
because I thought it was gonna be Abby. I just thought for some reason it would be Abby and Daniel.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be maybe Ashley.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'm glad
it's Victoria. Yay.
Yeah. But so, it was like Billy found it, actually. Like, mm-hmm. he went to grab something out of her purse, and she was like, no, stop!
There's no Skittles in there.
Yeah. He found it. And she kind of was nervous, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna go take the test. She goes upstairs to take the test, and he bolts.
Yeah.
That bastard.
That totally realistic reaction. Get over it. You get a couple of hours
they
to freak out.
They bought a house! Really?
I know, you get a couple of hours to freak out, but then you come home. That's fine. I'm willing to give you a couple of hours of freak out. And then you come home.
Okay.
And you're over it.
Okay.
So.
And that's kind of what he did.
Yeah. And he went and he had conversations with his long dead dad. Who they just can't. They just can't prop that guy up enough.
We were watching Arrested Development the other day, one of the very first episodes, and I realized that John Abbott, Jerry Douglas, was.
He was on that.
He was like the auctioneer when Lucille. Somebody was up for auction, and I went, oh my god, it's John Abbott. Anyway.
Okay.
So, but Victoria's, like, upset, because when she runs back downstairs, he's gone.
He's gone,
and
yeah.
And she's like, thanks a lot.
Hey.
You know.
Great.
And then she's pretty upset, because he's gone for a while, mm-hmm. but he comes back.
Well, he sees her in the park with Reed.
Oh,
having, a mother-daughter or mother-son play date.
Yeah, it's like she goes up, takes a pregnancy test, then forgets to go back and look at the results five minutes later, and instead goes to the park with Reed.
Yeah.
Billy
sees her being a good mother for the first time, really, ever.
Shut up!
No, she's a terrible mother!
Yeah.
Of all the people on this show to
have
a second baby...
She's not smoking and drinking. Cut her a break. I think the whole point is, it's like,
maybe
she's
now
in the father's...
she will be a good.
Yeah.
See, now that she's got the house and she's got the Billy, then maybe
house.
She'll be a better
yeah.
mother. I hope so, because she can't get much worse.
Okay. So anyway, he goes back And she's upset, mm-hmm. but before they even read the results, he, like, goes into, like, spiel and proposes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She accepts.
She says, sure.
And then he's like...
Let's do another one.
Yeah. He's like, so are you pregnant? She's like, I forgot to look.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They go upstairs, or she looks, and it says
they're... It says positive.
Yeah, it says positive, but then she realizes it's been, like, 2 hours, and... Yeah. It might not be accurate.
Right, yeah. False positive.
So she takes another test. Mm-hmm. And as she's coming down the stairs, it's like Victor and Nikki had decided to come by and mm-hmm. at least wish them welcome to your new house.
Yeah.
And she's like flying down the stairs like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, then sees that they're there.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hi, Mom and Dad.
Buzzkill.
And then she kind of remembers. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I'm a 34-year-old grown woman.
Yeah.
Already a mother.
Yeah. Been married before.
Been married before. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like they explain, okay, we're going to get married. I'm pregnant. We have a house. And Victor just flips out.
Right.
And takes off.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of the friction between Victor and Nikki is coming from, because he's basically just decided to cut Victoria out mm-hmm. of his life.
Yeah, he's done.
And... the thing that got me was, okay, they agree to get married tomorrow?
Like, yeah, no, they had to get married right away. It was just kind of like, really?
Why?
Yeah, that was never really made clear, I don't think.
Because they're spontaneous? Okay, give it 3 days. Sure. You know?
Yeah, no, I didn't quite get that. And it's like, well, you already knocked her up. What's the hurry?
I know. You know? Seriously. Yeah, so it was like they're going to go to Vegas, and then Nikki convinces them.
Well, no, because they initially wanted to get married there, and then, as we had complained about on this very podcast before, there's a waiting period.
Oh, you're right.
And suddenly there's a waiting period in Genoa City now,
I think somebody listens to us.
I think so. because they wrote that in, and they're like, oh,
yeah,
that's too bad. So then they decide to go to Vegas and book the flight and tell Nikki... And Nikki calls a friend.
A judge
who's
friend.
A judge. Who breaks the law, basically, and gives them a dispensation.
Well, no,
dispensation
I feel like I've heard of this, that you can waive it for, like, a really, really good reason.
Yeah. Shouldn't they have had a really good reason?
They're
like, he's
Newmans
going to Iraq the next day, or...
Yeah, they're wealthy and powerful. That's a good reason.
All right, good enough. Okay.
You got money, you can do anything.
Apparently so.
Include... waive a 3-day waiting period.
Well, and not have to pay the deposit on the plane tickets that they bought.
When Billy said that, he was like, oh, we got our tickets refunded from Vegas, and they waived the cancellation fee. I was like, really? You can't afford the $25 cancellation fee?
It's like,
shut
that's
up.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
And why aren't you taking the Abbott jet anyway? Do they just not have
a
jet?
Wait a minute, do the Abbotts have a jet? I don't think they do.
I think that's suspect. They should have a jet. Barb
Tucker
jet.
Has a jet.
Yeah.
Victor has a jet.
Well, Victor's not going to loan Billy and Victoria
no,
his jets.
No, I'm
go.
Just saying that
yeah.
that would make sense that the Abbotts
right.
would have one.
Okay. Yeah.
Good point.
Anyway. So really, the next couple hours are spent running around town.
Like, they're gonna get married right in the front yard.
Right, yes, of their beautiful
Where
new house.
Was the paparazzi on that one?
Well, it all happened so fast that the paparazzi didn't know. Billy is the paparazzi.
Oh, good
so
point.
So he didn't
okay.
tell any of his friends.
And it was, like, set up pretty nice, you know, I mean, and they both kind of accepted that they were sort of, like, trying to have a perfect wedding that was totally imperfect at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
And Gloria also was doing the catering, which
I love
thought was
that.
Funny.
Yeah, that glowworm sets up a bar out front and...
Yeah.
Lo and behold, her bartender calls in sick, so she has to call in the backup bartender, our good friend Deacon.
Oh, I love
that. That was great.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
fun for some sparks.
And I was a little confused, like, Victoria needed somebody to stand for her, so she got Jana.
That was
weird. Because Jana just happened to be standing in the coffee house.
Yeah, and she was the only person who
like,
would
she really
do
doesn't
it.
Have
she
anybody?
Doesn't have any friends.
Like, nobody.
Nobody.
You don't think Sharon would?
Probably if Sharon had been asked, yeah. But Sharon wasn't part of that whole...
She wasn't,
we didn't see
she,
her
we haven't seen
for
Sharon
that
for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Or at least a week.
Yeah.
I was just trying
you
to
know,
think, like, really?
You know?
Or I, even Ashley, because she's Billy's sister.
Right. See, that would have made sense to me. but
I don't know. Yeah, I just it was, went, it Jana, just, really?
Yeah, it just seemed like, okay, you couldn't call up somebody?
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't have any female friends at all. No.
So then, okay, we gotta talk about this one. Billy asked Rafe.
Yes.
And they're sitting in the coffee house, like, that Billy found Rafe, and he's like, hey, by the way, I'm getting married tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I need somebody to stand for me. Will you be my best man? Rafe's like, sure, no problem. And Billy goes, wow, you didn't even...
blink.
Yeah. And Rafe goes, after our sophomore year in college with you, nothing surprises me. And I went...
See, and you went somewhere totally different than I went.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they were like, okay, so I heard that comment, and I went, what is that? What happened in sophomore year of college? Hmm, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. They were wild together.
Yeah.
So then, later... they're, like, standing at the wedding or something, yeah, and Philip shows up.
Right.
And Billy made this comment.
Was introducing Rafe to Philip.
Yeah, and Billy looks at Philip and he goes, I don't really know you at all. And he looks at Rafe and he goes, and I know you too well. And I was like...
No, that's... I did not get that from that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
And,
maybe
and
I need
like,
to go
Rafe
back and watch it
again.
Gave
this little, like, eyebrow thing.
Smirky kind of look.
And I was like, whoa. What? I don't know.
No. I think that you went...
I think it was a Victoria Sabrina sophomore year ago.
And maybe, you know, good for Billy for having
all right, what did you read into it?
I just read into it that they were just buds. And that, you know, when you're sophomores in college and you're free to do whatever you want, you've got more money than you know what to do with. And Billy has a history of being a wild man.
I get that.
And Rafe was just there, you know, pulling his head out of the toilets and cleaning up after
okay.
him. And, you know,
right.
watching him air hump everything in sight. You know, that's just... I did not go to the Sabrina
and
Victoria in Italy moment.
It was the hinting. It was like the intonation in their voices. And I was like, what? What are we talking
you know,
about?
I suppose it could go either way.
You know,
you know
I mean,
good for Billy.
You know, it reminded me of the Rafe and Adam thing where all of a sudden
no,
I was
that
like...
that was not...
No, but I was like... I remember being shocked, like, oh my god, what just happened with Rafe and Adam? You know,
mm-hmm.
and I was like,
yeah.
sort of that same thing, like, oh, whoa, what?
I think they wrote it interestingly. Yeah, there's plausible deniability. Could have
yeah,
gone
okay.
either way. If you want
all
to
right,
think that,
all right.
it's possible. If not, that's possible too.
All right. And then
I thought the part with Rafe and Philip was cute
yeah,
and funny and
it.
So obvious. It was like, oh
yeah,
my god,
really,
really?
But I think that was the point. It
yeah.
was like they kind of made it out like...
Yeah.
I don't know, Philip was like, so where's your date? And Rafe was like, I'm solo, where's
yeah,
your date?
My boyfriend's out of town.
Yeah.
You know, aka, you know.
Gone.
Hi, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Phillips perks right up.
Yeah.
You know, hi, I'm gay too. Hmm. The pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. And they made some comment about how they're at a wedding and
mm-hmm.
you never know what might
who
happen.
You're gonna meet.
Yeah,
yeah.
right.
Like,
and they were
dudes,
like, they were right in front of the altar too,
right,
you know,
yeah.
and I thought, okay.
Really? Okay.
Good. I liked it though. I was like, keep it going. Let's see where, you know.
Well, I'd feel more comfortable with it if Rafe didn't have a boyfriend.
I just got the feeling that Rafe's boyfriend was never all that serious, and
yeah,
so
he's
we only saw him, like, for 30 seconds 3 months ago.
True, yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, okay.
You know. My question was about age, which I guess...
Oh, the age is really inappropriate if you think about it, but, you know.
Well, I was thinking, how old's Philip?
That's a really good question, because the age difference between Philip and... Kane, who
seems
posed
sort of
as being Philip, seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, Philip seems like he's in his late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, I was thinking early 40s.
Early 40s. And Rafe is in his early 30s, maybe late 20s.
Well, whatever. I think early 30s is what we're supposed to expect.
Yeah, so they're maybe 10 years apart.
All
That's
right.
not so bad.
Not so bad.
Yeah.
It just felt weird.
It feels like he's a lot older... And that, you know, there's like 15 or so years between them. But if you parcel it down, it's like, oh, well, probably not.
I hope they make them, at least get some more screen time or...
Yeah, no, I've been wanting Rafe to get a boyfriend for a while. And,
long time.
You know, I don't hate the Philip character as yet, so
no.
sure.
But a lot of people weren't really into it. I'm glad he's kind of back for a little bit at least,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
So, and there were a lot of other people, like, when...
Eventually everyone showed up. Initially it was kind of like, yeah, they were implying, oh, you know, I really can't support this. You know, how can you ask me to come to this wedding? And Jack was particularly
hateful about it.
Well, and that's always a question I have whenever I'm asked to be in a wedding. You know, only once was I really glad that the bride never said, do you think I should go through with it? Because I would have said, I have to be honest, you need to run as far away from this wedding as you can. And luckily she never did. And sure enough, yes, now they're divorced. So, well, you know, don't ask me to be in your wedding because I'll be honest.
Nobody's ever asked me.
Really?
Nope.
Huh. Well, when I get married, you can be my best man.
Thanks. I'll wear a tux.
Would you? And tails? That would be awesome.
Yeah. So Ashley was there. Jack was there. Nikki. Yeah. Phyllis. And Phyllis grabbed Deacon to be her date, which was funny.
So great.
And, yeah, so I mean, most people were
there. Jill was there. Catherine was there. And seeing Catherine in sunshine, her hair was a totally different color than it's ever been. It was really pretty.
Okay.
I liked it.
When they were doing their vows, did it sound like a jet was going by?
Yes.
I was like, do another take. Come on.
Yeah, come on. It would take...
Did you notice that too?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking, come on.
Are you aware of who the judge was, who was marrying them?
No. Who?
It was the woman like who played Betty on Father Knows Best.
So that's
she was
why
the oldest daughter.
Like, okay, so that's why Billy was like, I feel like I know you.
Yeah, and why she like, kept going on and on about how much she loved that house.
Oh, ha ha ha.
Yeah, because they made like one too many references. I'm like, okay, I gotta know who this woman is, and I looked it up.
That's like the one
sure
show
enough, she
I
was
never
there.
Watched.
And on her Wikipedia page, she has that listed as a credit the day it aired.
Wow.
It was like, whoa, you are on it. You've got an assistant that's better than Miggy.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, I mean, because... I mean, I watched a lot of, like, old shows.
Mm-hmm. I never watched... That one was never on syndication, I don't
think. Yeah, because I feel
it
like I watched Nick at Night as a kid, you know, whatever. Yeah, I never saw it, so I'm not familiar with it.
Shows when... Okay, I'm not that old, but...
Yeah.
First run syndication, yeah.
Huh. Well, so whatever. So they get married. Or no, they're in the midst of their vows.
Right. Now, wait a minute. Okay, before we get there, I want your opinion of the dress.
I liked it.
I liked it, too. I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
It was like...
It was appropriate for the whole...
Shebang.
...thing that they've got going with Father Knows Best.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that he's wearing just a really nice suit.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
I pretty much liked everybody's sort of outfit. I remember really liking Ashley's. It was kind of floral and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's outfit kind of went with, you know, it always does.
Yeah. And I did like the fact that, Phyllis invites Deacon to be her date, her plus one, and he jumps right on it, and she's just, like, caressing his thigh the whole time, and he's just like, yeah, I know why I'm here, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Happy to oblige you, ma'am.
I like that.
Yeah, it was... I think you're right that they're turning into the villain super couple, and
I totally
really, I like it.
Yeah. Well, he tried to have a moment with Nikki for a second about being a recovering alcoholic,
right.
too,
yeah,
and I was
she
like...
just shot him down. She was just nasty to him.
Well, the thing was kind of awkward. It was like they told him to leave. Mm-hmm. He came back and was like, I know that you want that drink or whatever.
Right.
And it was like, yeah, okay, get lost.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I liked him anyway.
Right.
Anyway, so they're in the middle of their vows and...
They're going on forever.
They did kind
get
of have
to
long
point.
Vows.
Good lord.
But I kind of liked them at the same time. And...
It just seemed like they were trying too hard to be sweet.
Yeah.
It just was a little over the top. But whatever.
It's a wedding.
Yeah.
So they kept showing Victor, though, you know, like, he's planning something. He's bitter, he's angry. But you got the feeling that he might show up at the last minute, because he's, like, seeing all these pictures of Victoria as a baby and growing up. And right as they're, like, about to say, I do, it's, like, secret agents, whatever.
The Keystone Cops show up.
And they're, like, really, you're going to arrest somebody mid-vow?
Right,
I guess if Victor Newman pays you enough to do it.
Yeah, because they were paid, you know, being paid not So, in addition to arresting Victoria for all the shenanigans in Japan.
Yeah.
But also, do whatever you have to stop the wedding.
Yeah.
You know.
And they were, like, saying their vows as they're, like, dragging her off, and they both said, I do, and so they did get married.
Yeah, the judge said, you're officially married now.
Yes. What do you think about the rings?
Oh, that they're getting tattooed rings instead of actual rings?
Oh my god, I just laughed on that one.
No, because, you know, I didn't mention this on my rules for tattoos that I had last time.
Yeah. No tattooed rings?
No tattooed rings. No, that's dooming the marriage.
It's not really my rule, but it had been suggested to me, and I was like, that's a little Pamela Tommy Lee for me.
Yeah, yeah, it's just...
I'm into matching tattoos, but maybe not tattooed rings.
No, I don't know. It just seems dumb to me.
Now you make me want to get one just because you think it's dumb.
Oh, God.
Anyway, but it totally fit for them. I just thought, I just laughed.
Yeah, it was just like, of course you are. Yeah. I was
Yeah, like, you're right.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I suppose it fits for some people. I still don't think it's a good idea.
You need to write a book. Things you shouldn't do.
Right.
It'll be called, It's Not a Good Idea.
It's Not a Good Idea. There you go. I like that a lot.
So, then that's where it ended. It's like her being carted off in a cop car.
Put in the panty wagon then.
And I was thinking, I thought Phyllis might, I mean, everybody was sort of shocked, but I thought Phyllis would have empathized a little bit more since she also got arrested on her wedding day not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
No, she was doing the Desperate Housewives voiceover too, and it took me a while to figure out who was doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know where my brain was. I was like, oh, that's right. Okay, it must be Phyllis.
Yeah, it's like her blog narration.
God, no. I hate it.
I didn't like it either.
I can't hate it enough. It's just irritating.
Not really good. Yeah.
You know, it's like, I didn't...
I can handle it for like an episode, if that's the shtick they're going for an episode.
Sure.
But not like
but
as
not
an
on
overarching
a regular thing.
Thing. Yeah.
No. You know, maybe once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But it's just too Desperate Housewives, and that's a show I didn't like. And part of the reason I didn't like it was because I didn't like the narration over it. You know.
Yeah.
This is Young and the Restless, not the Wonder Years. So.
Well.
So yeah, so there's some cliffhangers. There was no episode today because of the U.S. Open.
Or Monday.
Or Monday either?
Yeah.
Because
really
of the U.S.
irritating.
Open? Oh,
yeah.
Or last or this coming?
This last one.
Okay,
it was like
Labor Day.
It's like my last day before I have to work.
Yeah.
And there's no YNR.
And there's no YNR.
And I got on the CBS site, not a
and
word about it.
Nothing, yeah.
The whole week, no word about, like, because usually they'll say it's been preempted because of whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. No, I was shocked this morning when I turned on TV and it was not on. I was like, what? But I want to know what happened to Chance.
Yeah, I know.
And what about Victoria? She can't wear that wedding dress to prison.
Are they just going to throw her right in prison?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see her mugshot.
Oh, mugshot. That's right.
Wedding mugshots are the best.
They are.
So. Oh, and I want to give a shout out to, I believe it's Emily, who went to the blog and left a comment on the question about Olivia Winters and why her last name is still Winters, and that she says because she married Neil.
No, Malcolm.
Malcolm, sorry, and kept the name. Okay, that makes sense to me. Now I know.
My question was, why did she keep the name? I mean, you know, I know
because
they all
it's
do
easier.
It.
You know, why switch back to whatever her last
now
name is?
Now my question is, what was their maiden name? Because I can't remember.
Bouvier.
You're stupid.
It's good enough for Marge Simpson. It's good enough for Drusilla and Olivia.
Yeah.
They weren't twins, were they? Oh, God.
No, they weren't.
Thank you. That would
I can't remember awful. Who was older and younger. I feel like Olivia was younger, but I can't remember.
That seems right to me.
So.
Oh, and I saw Tyra, the woman who played Tyra. Mm-hmm. She's got a new show.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
What is it?
Hellcats. And it's about cheerleading in college. It's on the CW. Oh, God, it's so awful.
Well,
you must
I'm glad she got
it.
Upgraded to nighttime.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty hilarious.
I never liked Tyra, so I have no desire to watch it. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's great. She's the coach. with the heart of gold.
I think I've seen the commercials. I don't know, I don't watch a lot of TV other than Young and the Restless.
Yeah, it's basically Bring It On, only
okay.
once a week.
All right, there you go.
So,
okay. So anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com. And there's a little bit more discussion, it seems, on our Facebook page.
A little bit more, yeah.
Which is Young and the Restless. No, yeah, Young and the Restless recap. Just search us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Or I put links on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
That'll do it. Bye-bye.